SBS Radio.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Dengan adanya sungai-sungai serta danau-danau yang indah di Australia, maka tidaklah mengherankan jika banyak orang yang suka berlayar dan sambil memancing itu misalnya. Namun demikian, tidak setiap orang mengerti bahwa keamanan baik personel maupun lingkungan itu perlu dijaga. Oleh karenanya merupakan kewajiban kita semua misalnya untuk mengetahui peraturan yang ada jika kita mau berlayar atau naik kapal dari suatu daerah. Nah, untuk melakukan apakah memancing atau menangkap ikan. Nah, untuk mengetahui semuanya itu marilah kita simak rangkuman yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Riki Kusumo berikut ini.
Saudara pendengar, menetap di negara yang indah dengan sungai, danau, dan garis pantai yang indah, tak heran berperahu dan memancing adalah salah satu hiburan favorit di Australia. Namun dengan kegembiraan datang pula tanggung jawab dan beberapa peraturan penting yang harus dipatuhi untuk berperahu dan memancing untuk menjaga keamanan semua orang. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Wolfgang Müller. Untuk memiliki perahu bermesin tidak sulit dan membuka pintu bagi beragam aktivitas menarik yang menyenangkan dan berselancar. Untuk itu diperlukan kursus pelatihan untuk lisensi mengemudi perahu yang dapat memberikan pengetahuan dan kepercayaan yang diperlukan untuk mengoperasikan kapal secara hukum dan membantu mencegah kecelakaan di saluran air. Adam Smith dari Australian Boating College telah memberi penyuluhan untuk pertama kalinya kepada banyak pelaut bagaimana cara memanuver dengan aman di atas air.
We're at Tarrant Point, down on the Georges River in the Sutherland Shire. Busy with people fishing from here in summer as well. Today on my group I had 6 and my other boat that's out there still has a group of 8 on it, so we're getting to the busy time of year.
Mendapatkan lisensi perahu di New South Wales adalah proses 2 langkah. Dimulai dengan beberapa jam pelatihan praktis di atas air.
To learn all about safety equipment, you need to learn about safe operation of the vessel. You have to be able to demonstrate how to operate the boat safely. Everyone does a bit of driving of the boat out there on the day. We teach everyone a bit of basic seamanship, anchoring the boat, beaching it, berthing it, mooring it, so coming alongside the wharf, all the stuff that always worries people.
Adam Smith mengatakan persyaratan lisensi perahu bervariasi di setiap negara bagian dan teritori Australia.
So New South Wales has a theory and a practical requirement. Queensland has the same. Western Australia also has a theory and a practical. Victoria, South Australia and Tasmania, I think, have a theory only training and assessment requirement. But I find that the practical stuff just makes everything easier to understand.
Dan orang-orang dari seluruh penjuru dunia ingin berperahu. Pengetahuan berbahasa Inggris yang terbatas bukan halangan untuk mendapatkan lisensi berperahu. Demikian dikatakan oleh Adam Smith.
If their English isn't that strong or their literacy skills aren't that strong, we can do an oral assessment with people. There's pathways available for people that if they need an interpreter, we just did a course where we had a certified interpreter come along and the certified interpreter did all of the translation in the test for all of our students in that group. Most of the time, people will get them through one way or another, yeah.
Di antara mereka yang ingin berperahu adalah Tarek. Keluarganya berasal dari Lebanon dan ia ingin memastikan melakukan hal yang benar di atas air.
It's coming towards summer, you know. I thought might want to take a boat out sometime when it gets really hot. So I'll do it, you know, the right way. Just the rules on the water of driving a boat and just all the safety rules and that's about it, to be honest. How to drive.
Marsudi juga baru kembali dari perjalanan berperahu untuk pertama kalinya. Ia mengatakan itu adalah pengalaman yang bagus.
I just drove the boat for literally 2 minutes on high speed. Good rush, good feeling. You know what I mean?
Keluarga Marsudi berasal dari Somalia. Ia mengatakan banyak keluarganya yang memancing dengan perahu, namun ia ingin mengendarai jet ski.
Yeah, I never knew you need a license actually to get a jet ski, so and we realized that you need a license, so here I am today. It takes a one day course, so just common sense piece basically and a few rules. Not much. Don't be scared. It's not scary.
Marianne dari Australia adalah satu-satunya wanita dalam kelompok pemula itu.
We've recently bought a small boat and I needed to learn how to drive. So that's my interest in it.
Marianne mengatakan Australia memiliki sangat banyak saluran air yang indah. Ia gembira karena ia akan dapat menjelajahi beberapa dari mereka di masa depan.
I'm only at the first part of the journey of my getting my license. We've just done the practical section on the Georges River, and that's been quite okay. Yeah, so he put us through a good test. We had to go at speed and do some figure eights and some slow work figure eights and practice man overboard. So it's been quite exciting so far. Now we're going to do the written test, which is the second part.
Ada beberapa jenis perahu mesin kecil yang dapat dioperasikan tanpa lisensi perahu, asalkan tidak melebihi kecepatan 18,5 km per jam. Namun pengetahuan yang baik tentang aturan keselamatan di atas air masih diperlukan. Adam Smith menjelaskan.
People might go and hire a boat from a little boat hire place, a little tinny with a little 6-horsepower motor on the back of it. You don't need a license for that. But to go anywhere you want to have fun, you need to have a license. So yes, you can drive a boat slowly without a license, but you've still got to know what you need to know. So even without the license, you've got an obligation to know what you need to know to keep yourself and everyone else safe out on the water.
Banyak perahu kecil di perairan Australia dioperasikan oleh penggemar memancing. Meskipun mereka tidak memerlukan lisensi perahu, setiap orang dewasa memerlukan izin untuk menangkap ikan, demikianlah dikatakan oleh Todd Young, salah satu penyedia sekolah penyuluhan memancing terkemuka di Australia.
Anybody over 18 needs a fishing license. They can be purchased through the Department of Primary Industries website, and the weekend license is around $7.50, I believe, about $12 for a month and $35 for a year. And I think $75 or $80 for 3 years.
Ada batasan ukuran tangkapan sehari-hari dan beberapa lokasi yang dilindungi dari penangkapan ikan. Todd Young mengatakan penting untuk mengetahui peraturan perikanan lokal.
Certain species of fish may have bags and size limits. If you have any undersized fish, they'll fine you. If you have too many fish, they'll fine you. So it's best to just keep what you need. Some fish obviously can't be eaten. Some fish are protected. Some fish are endangered, so it does pay to sort of look somebody up and have a fishing lesson with them to find out how to do it and where to do it.
Pantai laut Australia yang kokoh menawarkan banyak platform dan tepian untuk memancing, namun risikonya juga bisa tinggi, demikian dikatakan oleh Todd Young.
Fishing off the rocks, you need to sort of be aware of the swell and the water conditions and the tide, the incoming or the outgoing tide, otherwise you could potentially get washed off the rocks. One of the most dangerous sports in the world, rock fishing.
Sampah memancing seperti kail, pemberat, dan tali senar menyebabkan cedera dan kematian bagi ribuan satwa liar setiap tahunnya. Todd Young mengatakan penting untuk menjaga rekreasi perikanan berkelanjutan di Australia untuk generasi mendatang.
I always teach my clients to leave the area that they're fishing the way they found it, so nice and tidy. There's a lot of time when I get to some of the locations where I teach where I actually clean up other people's mess before I even start my lesson and put it in a bag. Like I always carry a spare garbage bag in my tackle. Don't leave any rubbish around so people can next time enjoy the area.
Itulah tadi laporan Bapak Ricky Kusumo tentang apa yang harus Anda lakukan jika Anda ingin memancing atau Anda ingin mengemudikan sebuah perahu atau boat yang disusun oleh Wolfgang Müller.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.